You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba on a Wednesday night. Here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, we are talking about all things entertainment tonight, movies, TV, fun Wisconsin stuff, and lots of other funny stuff too. Some observations I made today that I'll share with you, but it is fun to be on the radio. We are going to have many opportunities for you guys to join the show tonight, as you always do, either by way of what I like to call the telephone or a text message. Always fun when you guys participate. Got a great question, got two great guests. And the kid Conrad Krieger riding shotgun. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I've noticed we're not like those, you know, a lot of times like hosts don't interact with their guests or the producer or a sidekick or something like that. But I've found that, you know, I don't know how you could do it. Like that would be like me coming in and not talking to you at all until we went on the air and we saved everything for on the air.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Well, yeah, you come in, you don't even say hi. You just walk past me and just...
Right.
I feel like you're blowing me off.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, man. That's why not why I'm here. It's not what I'm about. So, all right, good. Have you been golfing yet this year? We've got three nice days in a row now.
Actually,
a little chilly today.
The funny thing is I did go golfing this morning.
Really?
I did.
How'd that go?
Yeah.
Just,
It went all right.
Okay.
It was nice to just go out there and be like, I am outside enjoying the weather for once in a long time, it feels like.
What, like, do you actually like the sport, or is it more about camaraderie and hanging out?
Well, I golf by myself, so.
But you like your own company, so that could still apply.
Well, sometimes those thoughts, you know. I'm just kidding.
You're one of those guys doesn't like to be alone with his thoughts. I get it.
Yeah, that's why I live alone. I love the sport. It's, you know, I started taking it seriously, like, you know, 3 years ago.
Okay.
When I moved up here to Appleton, and it gave something for my brother and I to bond over, I feel like.
Were you having bond issues before that? Did you guys always get along, or is this kind of like what put you over the top?
I feel like it put us over the top, you know?
Well, that's nice. That's
so
awesome.
It's a lot of fun to learn something new. You know, you're not going to be good at it.
Right.
I mean, even 3 years in, I still suck.
What is suck? What's a bad score? What's a good score for you and what's a bad score for you?
So I'll say a bad score is probably, you know, if golfing on 18.
Right.
So that would, I'd probably say, you know, a 115 to 120 is not good for me.
You golf 18 holes?
Usually.
In a row?
Usually.
Wow. I didn't realize you were that much of an athlete.
In a row?
I'm half kidding. Well, that's cool. 120. I mean, you're just starting out, right?
Well, that's a bad score for me.
Okay. What's a good score?
I did break 100 last year, which was amazing for me. And just, you know, doing it in about two years. Which I think is pretty good, but I haven't got back to that yet in a while.
You know, I was about to break 100 last summer, and then I hit that windmill hole, and it's just all bets are off, and I want to throw my clubs. Clubs plural, even though it's...
Every time I'm mini golfing, I just think of that scene in Happy Gilmore.
What scene?
When he's putting at the clown. He's like, "You're going to die, clown."
I might have to break down and give that a rewatch. It's been so long since I've seen that, or like Happy Madison or whatever it is. But
you know what? Why don't you, when Happy Gilmore 2 comes out in July, just, you know,
the first one?
Watch the first one before it and then go right into the second
one. I don't want to be lost. I wouldn't be able to.
I don't think you get that much lost.
It's not a bad idea, though. All right, we are in full swing here. Nightlight is underway, folks. Happy Wednesday. Great to have you. My guest tonight, I'm excited. Piet Levy is a guy who I've respected for a long time. He is just an excellent writer. He writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he reports on music and writes about the music scene in Milwaukee and in the state of Wisconsin. And he's just a really solid dude and a phenomenal writer. So he is here tonight at 6:35. It's been way too long since Piet has been on the show. And then Rob Thomas, our pal. We talked to Rob a little earlier. We will play that interview at 7:20, and Rob helps us close down the show. So if you have texts, try to get them in the first hour or early in the second hour, and we can get to them. Because as I said, it's so much fun to read your thoughts on the radio, folks. You can chime in, as you know, with anything we're talking about, but we do have what we call our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
It's National Travel Day. Where do you want to go? Very simple. Simple question tonight. And here's what we're going to do. I'm sorry, it's not travel. It's National Tourism Day. We should have had Logan Rogge on today.
Yes.
He's our travel guy. But that's tonight's question, folks. Where do you want to go? I'm going to do this. I'm going to break this down three ways. I'm going to go in the state of Wisconsin, in America, and then in the world. I would love, starting globally first, I would love to go to New Zealand. I really want to go to New Zealand. I want to go there and not ever wear clothes again and romp on the beach.
You're just going straight to the nude beaches.
Well, that's what I want to do in Wisconsin too, but it's frowned upon. No, I would love to go to New Zealand. I've heard it's beautiful. I have friends that have moved there. I also have a friend who moved to the Canary Islands, and that's supposed to be gorgeous. So maybe I'll go visit him there first. But yeah, New Zealand globally. In America, oh man, I think I will say, I'll just say for fun's sake, New York City. I haven't been there in a long time. So I'll go New Zealand, New York, and then in Wisconsin, it's my go-to. I just absolutely love Door County. So those are my three places I want to visit on National Tourism Day. You don't have to answer all three. You can just say wherever you want to go, whether it's in the world, America, Wisconsin, or you can answer all three. There are no right or wrong answers. There are only your answers, folks. So let us know, and we will read your responses on the radio. Conrad, where are you going?
Well, so I'm going to a bachelor party in Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
So there's a Wisconsin one.
There you go.
Looking forward to that.
Dells are beautiful.
Golfing, swimming.
Sure.
Some beverages on the side.
I see some cannonballs in your future.
Yeah. The USA, you know, I have never been to New York City, so okay. I think that would be cool, but I'll change it just because you had that one too.
All right.
I would love to go to Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, that's gorgeous too.
I've always wanted to go there. That's actually where I see myself moving maybe in the future.
Really?
Yeah. But
I'm learning something about you now. Why is that? Just because it's on the ocean, warmer climate, or you like the South, or what?
I feel like you still can get four seasons there, but not, you know, not as bad as here, but you can still feel a little winter there.
Okay.
But the summers are, I heard, are great there. So, and then outside of the USA, you know,
you've already been to Italy, so you got that. Yeah, you got that off your list. Seriously.
I mean, I went to Australia when I was younger, but I think I'd want to go back, but this time on the other side of the islands, to Sydney.
Oh, you were on the other, the Melbourne side?
I was by Perth.
Oh, wow. What got you over there? Just a family?
Well,
you're like taking the Griswold thing to the extreme.
You know, it kind of felt like a Griswold family vacation when we were there, but. We'll get into the details of that, but
please do.
It was a family trip with my aunt, my cousin, my mom.
Well, so, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This is funny. One of the texters, we'll get to these texts, but he brought up the real ID, which I have to admit, I have not done that. And I'm supposed to maybe go to LA soon, and I don't even think I could get on a plane. I got to get a new ID, right?
You have to have that little star on it, right?
I thought I had that because I just flew a couple years ago, or not even.
I think that's just the star is what you need. And I'm pretty sure I have that, too.
I have the star.
I think that's what you need.
I don't know. They might have just updated it since Trump took the Oval. But I'll have to look into that. But we'll read your text in just a moment, folks. Where are you going? You got the whole world to choose from. I say New Zealand, New York City, just because I haven't been there in a while. I went there to do a TV show, which was cool. I was on Caroline's Comedy Hour back in the 90s when all those stand-up shows were on. And that was my first time in New York. And then I went there to do a pilot and a couple other times for work stuff. But such a great city. Great energy, great vibe. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea. I don't know if I'd want to live there. I think I could if I had a ton of money. But I would definitely want to go back. So I say New Zealand, New York City, and Door County, right here in NEWI, baby. And Conrad says the Dells, Australia, and Charleston.
Yeah.
His possible future home.
Yeah.
You got to go there and set up a Civic Media subsidiary.
There we go.
Then I have an excuse to go there. I did stand up in Myrtle Beach back when I was a comedian. And that was kind of close to there, but a different vibe. It's very touristy. Not that Charleston isn't, but the water was warm. I like that Atlantic Ocean. So let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X, or the WGBW website or WISS. And let us know where you go, folks. It is National Tourism Day. We got a call?
Well, that was like, you know, like we would appreciate it if you gave us some likes on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Conrad, of course. Yes, we are being encouraged to get more followers and likes because that's important. And we are building. You guys are great about that. But if you're on any of these sites and want to give us a like or a follow, that is always much appreciated. Or if you want to tell your friends, if you want to stand on the corner with a sandwich board, that's fine too. Saying, watch Nightlight with Peach Wamba. They won't know what you're talking about, but maybe we'll get a few extra viewers or listeners. All right, we do have a call. Who's on the phone?
Ollie from the North Woods.
Oh, Ollie, how are you tonight?
Oh, well, I'm good. I'll give you a like and a follow, except I only have the radio to go by, so.
Oh, wow. Old school. I love it.
Oh, definitely old school. My phone went, and I'm hanging on waiting for a new one.
Okay.
But, my places to go, you might have already took some of them. Door County would be my Wisconsin one.
Love it.
Virginia Beach or any place an ocean would be in another.
Great.
And then Ireland would be my...
Your international?
The United States, world one.
Are you Irish, Ollie?
Well, my dad always told me we were, but my kids have since taken some of those blood tests. And say, no, we are not. But in my heart, I am definitely Irish.
Okay. Me too. I'm more Irish than not. I'm more than half Irish, but I love it. And I love the Irish people. But I probably should want to go there too. That's not at the top of my list, but I would definitely go there. Ollie, let's do this.
It's awesome. I was there before. And when the plane landed, I started crying and I just had this.
Oh, wow.
Feeling in my chest like I'm home. So whoa. I think maybe if my dad wasn't Irish, at least in my other life, I must have been Irish.
It sounds like you got some Irish blood in there somewhere. And even if you don't, that's you can go there anyway. So that's great. Thank you.
So.
Ollie, thanks for the call. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ollie's listening on the radio. I love that.
The old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way.
Like it's meant to be.
She's literally like sitting at home listening to the radio. I think that's so cool. So thank you. That's even a little more special because it's easy to listen to the radio when you're in your car or whatever. But sitting home listening to the radio, I absolutely love that. Thank you for the call, Ollie. We'll read your text when we come back. Piet Levy's here tonight. Rob Thomas, so much fun talking about all the things we love to talk about here on Nightlight tonight. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wamba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is a Wednesday edition of Nightlight. This week, folks, the Wednesday edition is the best edition so far. So you're here on a great night. We never know when it's going to be week to week, but it's great to have you here. We always like to catch up on text too, because sometimes we get them from the night before and don't get to them. So Bud from Janesville, who is listening overnight, he drives around from 4 to 6, I assume around Janesville. He says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I have our question last night, by the way, was what is your favorite cool summer drink? So Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I have faves in three categories of alcoholic, citrusy IPA, non-alcoholic peach mango iced tea. That sounds good. And health. Metamucil on ice.
Sounds great.
I only know that's a joke. I really don't even know what Metamucil. I think it's just like a fiber drink.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that will make you run to the bathroom, I feel
okay.
like.
Okay. So you don't want to order it in a bar?
I don't think
or
you
during
should.
A round of speed dating.
none of those.
Bud says, yes, I am a man of certain age. By the way, I am a retired middle school science teacher. I could tell you some stories about labs that went sideways. Please feel free to share those, Bud. Bud says, love your show. Bud from Janesville. Thanks, Bud. Great text as always. We got some other entries I didn't see yesterday. JB, the guy behind the guy. You remember JB, our pal JB?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's the guy behind the guy. Behind the guy. JB's awesome. He says Sun Drop. Ugh. Have you ever had a real sugar Sun Drop?
They're
ice
so
cold.
Good.
They are dynamite. They're like, they make Mountain Dew look like an idiot brother. Like it's that good. As citrus sodas go, there was like, you got Mellow Yellow, Mountain Dew, Sun Drop. Sun Drop to me is the granddaddy. And especially if you use like that cane sugar and it's ice cold. That is actually, that's a great text. Thank you, JB.
Have you ever had the, have you heard of the brewery, the Stubborn Brothers?
No.
They're out of Shawano.
Oh.
They make a drop top sour rattler, which is basically a beer that tastes exactly like Sun Drop.
What?
It is dynamite.
What's it called? Drop top sour.
So it's Stubborn Brothers is the company.
Right.
The brewery. And yeah, it's a drop top sour rattler. Whatever. And they also have a cherry one. And last year when I was at this Beer and Bacon Fest.
Oh, yeah.
They had a tent there. And I got to try some of them. They're just fantastic.
That sounds fantastic. I love it. And also Cliff, who was here on the show last night. You know, I was very ashamed of myself because Cliff is a nature guy. He is on the board of the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks, and he's talking about nature trails. And I didn't even make a joke that his name is Cliff. Like, he has to like all that stuff.
That would have been a promo. Come on.
I know. I blew it. Getting soft in my old age. Cliff says, was it cherry ginger beer?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. And then, so this, I have to get this off my chest. I was cleaning out my car today, and I found this... if you're watching on the stream, you can see it. It's Taco Bell rewards. Like, I understand getting reward points for flights or hotels, but every time I go stuff my fat face with Taco Bell, they reward me for it. There is something so immoral about that.
You can get a free taco.
Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure you can get one of those free Doritos tacos if you build enough points.
Oh, God. Join and earn free food. Or something from Taco Bell, I assume. That's hilarious. Come on in, Tubbies. Eat our food. Get on our... we'll give you a trophy if you eat our food. That's awful. And yet I go there. All right. So we've got some text to get to here. Our question tonight is, where are you going? It is National Tourism Day, ladies and gentlemen. So tell us where you would like to go. I said, internationally, I'd like to go to New Zealand. Statewide, I'd like to go to Door County, and then I think I'd like to go back to New York. I haven't been to New York City in quite a while. Conrad said Australia.
Yep.
The Dells, yep. And Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Tom from New Berlin. Oh, he's talking about your golf game, Conrad. He says, golf takes time. I finally broke 90 last year. Remember, the score is just a suggestion.
That is true. Congrats on breaking 90.
Yeah. You could do the Rodney Danger or the Judge Smales and just kind of kick your ball. Give yourself a better shot.
Exactly.
Listening on WAUK and the 612. That's not the 612. Matt is from the 612. He says, anywhere with my real ID. Okay, there's the real ID. I got to look into that because I got a trip coming up.
Yeah,
I have to spend some time at the DMV. 608, Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I have two places where I want to go, Key West and New England in the fall.
Key West is awesome.
Both can't misses. Yeah, Conrad knows all about Key West. His folks, they chilled there for a while, but they're not there anymore.
Yeah, no, Ocala now.
Yeah, that's right. Not as sexy as Key West, but a fine burg.
A fine place.
A fine place to live. Absolutely. Probably a lot cheaper, too. Brian, listening on WGBW, he's in the 920. He says, my answer is the same for all three. Leona, Wisconsin, to see the world's largest soup kettle.
There you go.
I don't care what else is going on in the world. I want to check out this soup kettle. Thank you for your honesty, Brian. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad, says, Ireland, Alaska cruise, and I agree, Door County, but take the ferry to Washington Island. You know, I've never done that. As many times as I've been to Door County, I've never been to Washington Island.
I had a friend when we went last time. He's like, guys, we need to take the ferry. We need to go to Washington Island. And we all were like, no, let's just stay drinking here.
Yeah, we're just going to do the same thing on Washington Island as we're doing here.
Yeah.
Mike chimed in on social media. He says, Moose Jaw in Saskatchewan, Canada. And I just looked up flights, $700 to Moose Jaw. You know, no one is going to Moose Jaw. Those flights should be dirt cheap.
You know, I'm only thinking about the Wisconsin Dells pizza place when they say Moose Jaw.
Oh, is that what it's called? I'd rather go there. And then our pal, Rich Locascio, April and I are driving down to Naples, Florida this Saturday, visiting my mom for Mother's Day and her birthday. Oh, that's nice, Rich. Love that. Yeah, my sister has a place in Naples. I was there about a year ago. It's nice. You'll have a great time, Rich. We'll read more of your texts coming up in a bit. After the news, you will know everything you need to know, thanks to Civic Media's great news team. And we are coming back with Piet Levy, music writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. All my Annie from Watertown says, what's wrong with radio? She says, aren't you a radio show? That's a great point, Annie.
I was going to say, yeah, we are.
We are. But there's so many, like, I mean, I think most of our listeners are not on the radio. They're on the app or the stream.
Yep.
But listen, listeners, any way possible. The issue was Ollie couldn't give us a like or a follow because she was listening on the radio. Having said that, if she just gave us a thumbs up in the privacy of her own living room, that's much appreciated too. Just great to have you guys listening. I don't care how you find us. Just find us. And thank you for your text. Annie from Watertown also says, young folks just don't know how good soda with sugar is better. I totally agree with that. And I've had people say, nope, I like the high fructose corn syrup better. None of it's good for you. But if you're going to drink soda, and I do like a good soda once in a while, but I always go real sugar. And I could not agree more. I think it tastes much better. All right. Rob Thomas is coming up in hour number two. He'll be here at 7:20. We'll talk movies with Rob. Right now, I'm excited. I can't believe it's been this long since we've had this last guy on the show. But he's an excellent writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He covers music. And he's just an all-around swell guy. And he joins us now on the stream, Mr. Piet Levy. Hey, buddy.
Hello, Pete. Thanks for having me. Good to be back on.
Thank you. I can't believe, and I thought of you because I saw the Summerfest lineup was out. And I'm like, oh my God, like, but I don't need to have you on just because the Summerfest lineup is out. I mean, we should do this more often, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, I'm down anytime. So, but happy to talk Summerfest, music, anything. Let's go.
Let's just jump in. You know, should we start with Summerfest? Let's start with Summerfest because there's a lot of acts and, I mean, you're a guy who covers it every year. Do you ever see changes year to year? I mean, it's always exciting because there are new bands and there's bands you haven't seen before and a great opportunity to see them in a different setting. But what do you notice, Piet? I mean, you've covered this for years. Is each year a little different or are the acts just different?
I mean, there's a formula to Summerfest. I mean, they obviously want to do a something for everyone kind of approach. And I think every year they generally kind of do that pretty well. There are times that it's a little more exciting from my perspective than other times. where there's like certain there's genres that maybe aren't always super well represented. And like last year, for instance, there was a ton of like Latin music, a ton of Spanish language music. And that's pretty rare at Summerfest. And there's been a surge in popularity for Spanish language music. It's just, and there were several acts like that last year. That was really exciting to see. That was different. And there was a lot of like Milwaukee's hip hop scene is just having a really golden moment right now with lots of major national media attention. You know, Pitchfork did a big write up on them and Rolling Stone, and they're getting shout outs from major players. And last year there was a ton of great Milwaukee rappers. So, you know, there are moments like that that are really exciting to see. But generally it's something for everyone. I mean, if you want to go and see, you know, Phil Vassar for the 30th time, you can go see Phil Vassar for the 30th time at Summerfest. But if you want to go see something different, there's something there too. I mean, there's a Japanese metal band called Baby Metal. There's going to be finally the new wave of Afrobeats. It's another genre that just, that kind of music doesn't always make it to Milwaukee. Doesn't make it to Milwaukee very often. But there's a really exciting rising star in that field, Ira Star, that's playing. That's really great to see.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I think there's fresh stuff there. There's, you know, the usual kind of stuff that you always see there. And again, I think this year it succeeds as being kind of something for everyone. And some of those gets are pretty unique. You're going to see there this year, Devo. I mean, they're going on tour, but it's one of their last tours. Probably gonna be the last chance to see Devo in Milwaukee. That's a pretty cool thing to see there. Summerfest is kind of ahead of the curve, I think, with Benson Boone. He's playing at the Amphitheater July 3rd. And when they booked it, I was like, gosh, I don't know if he's quite ready for the Amphitheater level. But his popularity has just surged since then. So they kind of proved me wrong. A lot of those tickets are selling really well. And he just put an arena tour that's going on sale this week. And that's already, the pre-sales have been really strong for that. So, you know, and there's going to be an artist named Alex Warren, who's, you know, is a Song of the Summer contender. He's going to probably have a massive audience on July 4th. And then also Fountains of Wayne. It's going to be their first show in like, gosh, over a decade. And they're going to be playing at Summerfest, which
who's,
is really
who's
cool.
Who's that? So, who is that?
Fountains of Wayne. Fountains of Wayne. Exactly.
That's so great. Let's talk about the big headliners first. It's funny because some of these acts, to me, what I would get excited about, and if I lived like near Summerfest, I would go to see like Gary Lewis and the Playboys or some of these people that like were headliners decades ago, and now you can still see them if you like their music. Like it's a great way to see them that's not that expensive. But some of the headliners, like Def Leppard, is still headline. That surprised me. I mean, they're a huge band, but to be headlining the main stage still, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, no, Def Leppard's still doing really well. I mean, there's definitely a lot of love for them on that classic rock and that classic rock era. You know, they had a stadium tour. The last time they were in town was a stadium tour with Motley Crue that sold really well at American Family Field. That was 2022 or three. So yeah, they're still able to kind of pack big arenas. I feel like they've even gotten more popular because I think the last time they played Summerfest, they were co-headliners with Journey fill that amphitheater. And then here they are, they can kind of come back, and I think they're doing well on their own. So you've got stuff like that, like Def Leppard, that's been, you know, around for ages. Like I mentioned, Benson Boone, who, you know, that's kind of like, you know, again, I think when they announced that show, that was like back in, I think, January or February, and I just wasn't sure how well it would do because it's 23,000 seats in that amphitheater.
Yeah.
But he's, again, has gotten really popular. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of in 2019, they booked Billie Eilish really early, and people were like, who's Billie Eilish? And at the time, she was doing theaters, and they're like, is she really a Summerfest headliner? And then, yeah, it was proven very quickly. She is definitely that caliber.
Oh, wow.
So it's a good mix of that kind of stuff. You've got kind of a rare appearance from The Killers. They're not doing a lot of dates this year. They're really popular. The Lumineers, last time they played the amphitheater, I think they sold it out. You know, there's just a really cool, there's a good mix. There's a good mix there. Lainey Wilson is a huge country star. She'll be playing in the amphitheater too. So
do you think Def Leppard will play Pour Some Sugar on Me?
I do. I think they will.
You answered that so seriously, like we were on Meet the Press or something.
No, it absolutely will.
The Killers, it's interesting because some of these acts, like James Taylor outside, doesn't seem that exciting to me, but I'm sure he's going to crush. Like, everybody there will be all about James Taylor. So that's a great one. Yeah. I also love.
Yeah. And that's the only James Taylor date with Jason Mraz, who, you know, Jason Mraz puts on a really great live show. So that's cool that he's doing kind of this one off there.
This is great too. Like, you've got, again, these bands like the Fray or the Psychedelic Furs. I mean, are they still bringing it? Like, when they play concerts, have you seen them recently, or do you know anything about them?
I haven't seen Psychedelic Furs in a while, but again, you'll have stuff like that in the lineup. And then you'll have, newer things like T Grizzly. He's like a really popular rapper out of Detroit. So it's just, again, I think a pretty good solid mix of stuff.
And what do you know, Piet, if anything, about Billy Corgan? And it says, and the Machines of God. Does he have all new music with this band, or will he still play some Pumpkin stuff?
Yeah, he's still going to be playing Pumpkin stuff. The idea for that is he's going to be doing kind of some deeper cuts and some things like that, not with the Pumpkins lineup, but a Pumpkin will be there to do Pumpkin things. So,
Gets you the most excited about this lineup? Like, is there a particular day you're drawn to or an appearance by one of these musical acts?
Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned Lainey Wilson. I mean, she's really kind of the center of the country world right now. That's going to be really big. Megan Thee Stallion is that same weekend. Megan Thee Stallion's playing June 28th. That looks really exciting. You've got Benson Boone. You've got The Killers, you know. Some of those acts are still very much A-list level, or The Killers may not be quite essential into the pop culture zeitgeist, but still very popular.
Yeah.
And then there's just like I said, there's stuff on the grounds. I think the Fountains of Wayne booking is really cool. I think Devo being there is really neat. There's some good kind of rarity kind of stuff going on too. I love that Ira Starr is part of this lineup. It's great that there's Afrobeats representation.
Yeah.
I mean, what I was a little disappointed about was there's not a ton of Milwaukee hip hop yet, but the full schedule isn't out yet. And there aren't really that many Spanish language acts. Last year there was a ton, and it just seemed like it was just really exciting to see, because that's just something that's been overlooked, I think, at the Summerfest lineup. You know, there's just a few genres like that where it's just like, it should be there and it's not,
right.
You know, it's supposed to be something for everyone and it generally succeeds, but then there's things like that where it's like clearly missing. And that was great to see last year. There's less of that this year. I'm hoping there's still a few slots to fill. I'm hoping we'll see some things in those few remaining slots.
My guest is Piet Levy. He writes about music for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been doing it for years and doing it incredibly well. I noticed also Richard Marx will be there, but very low down. He seems like one of those retro acts, Piet, that like I thought he would be at a bigger stage. I don't know. Is that surprise you?
Yeah, he'll still be closing a stage. I mean, a few years ago he was playing like a 4 p.m. slot. So, you know, he'll have a closing night slot. I mean, again, if you're into Richard Marx, he's there. You can go see Richard Marx. If you want to see Wang Chung, you can see Wang Chung. If you want to see
God, I'd love to something, see Wang Chung.
Yeah. You want to see something newer. There's a lot of newer stuff too. So,
yeah.
I think they did a pretty good job. There's always room for improvement always, but I think it's a pretty solid Summerfest lineup.
It looks great. I have a Richard Marx story. I have kind of an axe grind with Richard Marx, because when I moved to LA with my wife, my aunt was dating his father. And we were supposed to stay at their house while we got acclimated to LA. Well, they were in a horrible car accident. His father ended up passing away, and he was a great guy, and he was very, very well-known composer, and he wrote jingles like for Ham's Beer, From the Land of Sky Blue Waters. You know, that was Dick Marx, Richard's dad. Well, Dick was great, and he said, stay here. And we get out there, and Richard Marx locked us out of the house.
Richard Marx. That's
I might
cool.
show up at that concert and a piece of my mind. He was trying to be nice about it. He didn't like my aunt, so he like called me and he's apologizing. I'm like, dude, we just drove 2,000 miles. I've not sucker punched many people in my life, Piet, but Richard Marx is on my list. I'm half kidding. All right, so there's more to that story too, but that we'll do that over a beer sometime.
Okay, sounds good.
So what else excites you about the Milwaukee? Like, you mentioned the hip-hop scene in Milwaukee, and I remember you kind of talking about that last year. What else is happening in Milwaukee musically that we should keep our eye on, or what excites you? Is there a new band or a new sound or something?
Yeah, there's also all sorts of stuff. I mean, the hip-hop scene is really exciting. There's a really really great rock scene right now, with like where emo is kind of leading the way. And there's a band called Bug Moment that is really good, kind of, I think, leading that charge. And there's a lot of really good bands in that scene. You know, there's some really great singer-songwriter stuff. There's just like, it's great because there's just so many exciting things sort of happening. Summerfest will have some of them. I'm really hoping we'll see more of those bookings, but there's a Nile times Nile is a rapper that's really good. He's playing. You got Buffalo Nichols, who is a Milwaukee-based artist who does acoustic blues music and is really, really good. He's playing on June 19. The Keystones is a really fun, Strokes-inspired rock band that is worth checking out. They'll also be at Summerfest. And I'm sure there'll be more kind of local acts announced for that too. But yeah, there's a ton of great stuff coming out of Milwaukee. You go to jsonline.com/music. I'm going to be a shameless self-promoter. I'm writing that all the time. So
yeah,
it's a pleasure. Yeah, it's a pleasure covering it. That's such an exciting, talented scene.
That's fantastic. How many of these shows, I know you have a family. Is it hard for you to get out at night and go watch bands? Do you still have to do that, or is it done? You know, we got to take a quick break. Let's think about that, and when we come back, we'll pick up there, and we'll have a few more minutes with our guest, Piet Levy, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who is with us here at Nightlight. We are coming right back. Do not go anywhere. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is, it is National Tourism Day. Where are you going? Let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Someone's living for their lover, and I love her. I love her.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. We're talking music at the moment. Rob Thomas will be here from Madison Film Critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor. We'll be here at 7:20 to talk movies and some things going on in Madison as we make our way around the state tonight. Right now, my guest is Piet Levy. He writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And covers music. And do you get outside of Milwaukee much, Piet? I know Milwaukee's your focus, but you kind of alluded to the fact that you kind of have your finger on the pulse all over the state, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I watch what's going on, but I don't get to get out very often, to go see shows in different towns around the state.
Right.
There's plenty to kind of cover in Milwaukee. And honestly, there's too much to cover. There's so much great music kind of coming out of the city, so much great original music. And so, there's still a lot of great local bands I haven't seen live yet. And there's just a lot to, there's just so much. It's just,
yeah,
it's too much. It's a great problem to have. It's an awesome problem to have. And it's just, it's really cool to be able to write about it, to share what people are doing in their own backyard. Some amazing things.
So how do you do that? How often do you get out during the week and see live music?
Well, I don't go out every week during the week to see live music, but I'm just listening to stuff all the time. And then I'm covering a ton of shows, and I'll be at Summerfest all 9 days. Summer is really kind of the really busy season for me. So I'll be covering kind of a lot of stuff. I'll be at Summerfest and the Harley Fest and going to lots of kind of one-off concerts and just kind of, checking out as much stuff as I can, listening to as much stuff as I can. Just trying to really stay connected and tapped in. There's a ton to cover, but it's a thrill to do it.
Yeah, you talked about this festival that hasn't announced their lineup yet, which is a neighborhood festival on the east side called the Summer Solstice Music Festival. Whereas Summerfest is kind of a spectacle and it's this huge event, that sounded really cool. Is that still happening?
Yeah, that's still going to be happening in June. And there's a ton of great festivals and fairs are going to be happening. I mean, that's what's so great about Milwaukee it's the city of festivals is obviously the nickname. There's so much stuff happening, whether it's, Summer Solstice or whether, it's Pride Fest or whether it's Irish Fest or German Fest or, all these different kinds of things. The State Fair. There's just so much stuff to go to.
Yeah.
There's just a ton of things to go to. And a ton of it is really fueled by music. So it's an incredible time because it's just, we're in the cold for so many months. It's just great to kind of get out and just to hear so much stuff and just enjoy the great weather, enjoy great music, enjoy great company or whatever it might be. So, it's going to be a busy summer for sure.
What about Harley Homecoming? Is that who's playing there? What will that event be like? And is it open?
Yeah.
To the public?
So, I mean, yeah. Oh yeah, totally. I mean, it will be. I mean, Harley Homecoming has become kind of the second probably the second biggest music festival in Milwaukee behind Summerfest. You know, every 5 years, Harley-Davidson would do this big bash across the city. A lot of times they'd have musicians. People may remember Elton John was famously a surprise performer at the Harley Homecoming many years ago, which got some mixed reactions, but did a free show. But still some people were expecting like Springsteen or Rolling Stones.
And, Springsteen played there though years ago, didn't he? Like about
15? He did. He did the one after that. Okay. So every 5 years, Harley would do this. But then the last few years they've been doing an annual music festival. Well, an annual festival, where they have things going on at different dealerships around town, things at the Harley Museum, at their powertrain operations. And then the centerpiece is this Veterans Park concert. This year it's happening July 11th and 12th. It's actually happening the weekend after the last weekend of Summerfest. And the last couple of years they've had acts like Foo Fighters and Green Day and Red Hot Chili Peppers and Jelly Roll and Hardy. And this year it's really become, you know, it's very rock heavy. And this year it's like basically all country Americana acts. Obviously a lot of them will be rocking too, but it's definitely in that mold. And you've got Chris Stapleton is a big headliner. Hank Williams Jr. is a big headliner.
Wow.
And then these buzzy acts like Turnpike Troubadours and Treaty Oak Revival and Sierra Farrell, Charlie's Wesley Godwin. A lot of really interesting acts that are kind of in that, you know, country or alt country or Americana vein. You know, and I think last year they had, I mean, it's tens of thousands of people. I think last year it was, you know, with the 2 days combined, I think it was around 50 or something like that, 50,000 people. So it's become a big thing. It really, and it feels like for anyone that's gone like Lollapalooza in Chicago, it's got more of that kind of vibe. Cause you're going in a field. Yes, there's porta potties, but it's still, you know, there's, you know, you're still surrounded by the skyline and it's still great. And it's cool that there's enough room in a city like Milwaukee to have that.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you've got festivals like pretty much every weekend. You know, this summer is going to be interesting from a Wisconsin concert perspective, because this summer you'll see the first concerts at Camp Randall in Madison since 1997. Oh, yeah. Camp Randall has become is getting back into the concert game. You know, last year it was approved that they could sell alcohol. That was the kind of the thing that kept the tours from coming, is, you know, when there were some shows there in the 90s, like Rolling Stones, U2.
Yeah.
They were dry shows. They did not sell alcohol. And alcohol sales are very, very much desired and really from a financial standpoint, very much needed for like huge tours like this at this point. So now they can sell alcohol. And this year, for its first year as a concert venue again, you've got Morgan Wallen, who's, you know, just a massive country star, doing two nights in June. One of those is actually opposite Summerfest. And then in July, you have Coldplay, which their tour is like the top selling tour ever in terms of tickets.
Wow.
So they'll be there too. So you've got that in addition to Summerfest, in addition to the Harley Fest, in addition to all the other festivals and everything else kind of going on.
Lots of options. Buddy, thank you for your time. This is great reconnecting. Let's do it again and not wait so long. Love talking to you and love talking to you about music. Keep up the great work. Let's do it again.
Thanks a lot. Okay, buddy. Definitely, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks.
You got it. All right. That's Piet Levy. Follow him on Twitter too, by the way, at Piet Levy. He does great work at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Just a really excellent writer. We are about to break for intermission and the Civic Media News team will tell you what you need to know. And we've got a great Larry David clip coming up after the break, folks. And we'll read your texts and all kinds of fun stuff still happening at Nightlight. Right after the news, it's Pete Schwabe, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.